We are back. I gotta tell you.
Please tell me.
This next one, you remember the movie Willard?
Yes.
The rat?
That was Ben.
What was Willard? Stop. Willard was a rat.
No, he was
in
a
Ben.
He
was in the movie Ben.
He was a weatherman.
Who was Willard?
Boy, I tell you, I got tired of hearing about those
he
old
was
folks
the rat.
And all that jam.
Yeah,
all
I right, gotta go tell ahead. You so we got a company here named the Rat, Willard. Okay? And with us is Derek Winters, and Derek is the vice president in charge of sales. Tell me something. What is it about Willard the Rat and your products that are synonymous?
This is not Willard. It's Willert.
No, I'm changing it.
Okay, all right.
It's not.
All right, Derek. In your own words, tell us a little bit about the products that you're showing here at our broadcast location.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't want to take the wind out of Morris's sails here, but yeah, we do repel rats and other things with these products. So we are Willard Home Products. Yes. And
that's Willard with a T.
With
got
a
it.
T. Okay. You guys got it. So we've had we've been selling mothballs, the market leader in mothballs, for many, many years, and consumer feedback is saying, hey, I'm using mothballs for lots of different things.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about moths for a moment.
When we were kids, my brother and I, all we had to play marbles with was mothballs.
That's right. No, listen, I'm telling you, I lost a lot of good clothing to moths.
Really?
Oh, you bet. I'm an early adopter on mothballs.
He's an adopter. I'm a user.
Yeah. All right. What about Nozone? This is an animal
you
repellent.
You can crush these mothballs and snort them. Did you know?
Yeah. Not going to happen.
We have not heard that before. We have not heard that before.
You're not going to do that.
It.
Don't listen to him.
Here you go.
Talk about Nozone.
Yeah. So consumer feedback for many years is saying, hey, I'm using mothballs for all these variety of reasons to repel rats, like maybe Willard the Rat, all the way to deer, animal, things like that. So we've kind of been on the forefront of that, working with, you know, the EPA and places like that, where we've developed the same active ingredient in mothballs, but it repels animals. So it's waterproof, weatherproof.
So I go to my friend's house in Lafayette, California, where they live in the woods. And
lots of deer.
I'm looking in the backyard, and there's this beautiful deer walking up a doe. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Just gorgeous animal. And I say to my friend, what a beautiful animal. Says, I'd love to kill those darn things.
Because they're eating
they
all
eat all my flowers. Yeah. I got no plants.
Well, now you have an alternative.
We
now,
do.
Now, this doesn't kill the animal. This
it does
just,
not.
They don't eat it. Do they eat it?
No, they don't. It's a self-enclosed active ingredient station that is completely waterproof, weatherproof. It lasts anywhere from 8 weeks to 3 months, and you put it around hostas and flower gardens, and it repels deer, rabbits, tree squirrels, and
what
a variety
is it,
of
mountain
other pests.
Lion urine or what?
It's not mountain lion urine. It's actually naphthalene, which is the
naphthalene. That's
naphthalene.
The active ingredient
in
mothballs.
No,
does it have the traditional mothball smell?
It does, but it's not as potent or as intense as you might find because it's in an enclosed environment. It's also safer for children and pets.
But
so.
Potent enough to prevent deer and how about possums and squirrels and
rabbits?
Absolutely. So people use it for snakes, possums, rabbits, all these types of small critters that you might find around your house or any type of structure.
Can I drop some of the mothballs into the tunnels? Is that something that is recommended or not?
So on-label usage of mothballs, it's only an indoor application, but consumers have been telling us that they have been using that for that
We know
application.
Damn well they're filling they're out there buying it by the bucket load.
They do buy lots of large sizes of mothballs, and they do use them in unconventional ways many times.
Yeah,
but don't mention it because we all could figure it out.
That's right.
A lot of people figure it out, but this is why, you know, at Home Depot, a lot of national retailers are jumping on board with this Nozone station to allow consumers and the next generation consumer to have that answer.
And the third box?
The third box is, so this is kind of just an kind of evolution of what's going on in the category, where we used to just sell one kind of small box of mothballs. People are consuming them at a much, much larger rate, so they're moving to larger sizes in 2 and 3 pounds, and that's kind of evolved into this Nozone station, which is weatherproof and waterproof.
Well, my closet is safe because I have a 55-gallon drum full of mothballs.
Derek.
Where'd you get that from?
who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk?
There was so much to talk about with mothballs, and you made it quite interesting, and I have great certainty that our friends listening and watching will take great value in mothballs and helping them prevent pests around the house.
Derek Winters from Willard with a T and Home Products, and they make stuff that you'll just love to keep the moths and the deer away.
Where can our friends find you online?
So you can find us at willert.com.
willert.com.
E-R-T. That's correct.
You're the best. Thanks, Derek.
Thanks, guys. You guys
that's
made this very easy on us.
That's
Thank
pronounced
you.
Willard.
All right. Thanks for joining us this hour of the program. A reminder, you can get every bit of information from our visit at National Hardware Show by visiting the show notes section of our website.
At onthehouse.com.